Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, sports fans, to the Neek and Rue Show. You know you are going to get that football enhancement here on the show today. And, folks, I would like to start off by wishing everybody out there happy holidays. Today's date is December 15th, and there was a lot of NFL action going on in Week 15 today in the NFL. So, Neek, we'll get started right there. We're talking about the action in just a moment. We will preview tonight's Sunday night football game. We are going to get you through all the scores that just went on in the NFL, how me and Neek's teams fared today. All three were in action, the Raiders, the Giants, and the Browns. Give you a little hint, we went 1-2. Lose. And we will also get to this NFL news. Before we do that, I want to introduce you guys and just reacquaint you with my boy, NBA and NFL sports agent, Neek Wise.
Well, thank you very much. How am I feeling right now, Rue? I'm kind of pissed off because, you know, I'm a Giants and Raiders fan. I was happy to see Eli's probably potentially his last home game as the New York Giants quarterback. It was good to see him get a win, and I think he finished his career with a winning percentage as an NFL QB. So good job to Eli. But for the Oakland Raiders, just terrible. That was pathetic. I mean, just pathetic. I mean, we're going to talk about this game in a minute, but this is the last game in Oakland. You jumped out on them 16-3, and you let them come back and win. I mean, the Raiders, who are what they are, they're not a great team right now. So that's how I feel right now.
So, Neek, I was doing a tease, and I said our teams went 1-2, and you kind of ruined it, Neek. You just ruined the anticipation. And, you know, just like the Raiders, that was just a black hole. Just a black hole? No more black hole. All right, man, let's get to this news. No more black hole. That's sad. No more skeleton-looking guys in the crowd and the great scary – actually, they'll probably still do that in Vegas after a night of losing at the crap tables and benders and legal prostitution. All right, Neek, with the news, I just wanted to start off with a little college tip here, man. Burrow is the 2019 represents LSU, Louisiana State University, started off at Ohio State, and originally was from the Athens area in Ohio, where Ohio University is. So with Joe Burrow being all kind of records there, you know, and shooting, and also the Forest set in college football, Clemson against Ohio State. Then we'll have LSU, Oklahoma. Neek, any thoughts on either the Heisman or the Final Four? Any games you're looking forward, possible matchups you're looking forward to in that?
Yeah, I mean, Burrow was the best quarterback in college football from day one. Since the start of college football season to the finish, I mean, he just balled out. I mean, yes, I understand it was a little race with Hurts and Chase Young, but Burrow was just so consistent each week in, week out. Always averaging about, I think it was like 350 yards every time I look up the box score. Burrow, 31-38, 353 touchdowns. And he's doing this in the SEC against SEC elite competition week in and week out. He's not playing teams like Prairie View, teams like Rice, teams like that. But, yeah, Burrow did his thing as far as the college football playoff, which is set. I'm interested in watching the Ohio State-Clemson matchup. That's going to be a good matchup. Clemson's young offensive line, see if they can handle Chase Young. And then I just want to see if Ohio State defense can handle that potent Clemson offense. So I think this game is going to be a shootout. And another game, I think LSU is going to blow out Oklahoma.
Hey, Neek, you know, it's going to be a lot of points scored in the LSU-Oklahoma for sure. Defense not at a premium in that matchup. But I do want to transition back on into the NFL with a 17-year NFL veteran wondering about his future of potentially playing again in the NFL. Terrell Suggs was cut by the Cardinals after they did a number on my Browns. You already let the cat out the bag. So we'll get to that here shortly. But the Cardinals did waive Terrell Suggs. I think it was like Friday. So I'm not positive he's cleared waivers yet, but I know that teams aren't necessarily going to be clamoring for a 37-year pass rusher. But we shall see. Another guy that got cut was the Jackrabbit, Nick's boy from the Giants. Janoris Jenkins got cut from the Giants because he posted to social media calling a troll on social media a retard and then also not walking it back. He said, "I walk it like I talk it. This is how we talk in the hood, calling people retards, but that is stupid talk because in the hood I come from, we still have respect for everybody's differences. So, Janoris, you do not represent the hood when you come out saying that stupid-ish like that. You might not want to apologize, but if you really are representing the hood, you're going to take that $11 million that the Giants is offering you next year. Janoris, I ain't going to spend no more time talking about you, dumb A. But there is a lot of interest from playoff contenders from Janoris Jenkins. And I do want to say that Rudy Rude, and I'm sure Neek as well, and I know Neek, we look out for the less privileged, shall we say, or those that have disabilities, let's say. All right, so moving right along, Devontae Parker was extended by the Miami Dolphins to the tune of a four-year extension for $40 million. Devontae Parker, get your money, one of the lone bright spots on this upstart Miami team, who they come out and they're competitive every week for sure. A lot of people said they were tanking for Tua. I think Tua may still end up in Miami, but that's not the only guy that they were tanking for early in the season when they were unloading players. But they did lock up Devontae Parker, who's been very productive for them. So big up, you know, to the Miami Dolphins, who are on the upswing with. I think they got three first-round draft picks, don't they, Nick? So you know how we cover the draft, man. We cover it like a blanket, bro. So we'll be talking a lot about these Miami Dolphins in the weeks to come. Cincinnati and New England, Neek, the most interesting story that came out of the Browns-Bengals game was Spygate 2020 or 2.0 or 2.1, however you define it. It's like an iPhone update. It keeps updating. The New England Patriots are going to face significant penalties, possibly in terms of draft picks and possibly a seven-figure fine is what I'm hearing that they may be waiting for from the league and Roger Goodell and the two investigators that they have investigating it. New England, don't forget about the first spy gate, but they sent two scouts to supposedly, quote-unquote, air quotes, film a documentary, do your job, at the Browns-Bengals game. But the guys were wearing Patriots shirts. They got permission from the Browns to film, I guess the Bengals, because that's what they filmed, right? They filmed the Bengals sideline. They got permission from the Browns. They didn't get permission from the Bengals or the league. Seems a little fishy. That's because it was. And when the tape was reviewed, I hear, Nick, that it was just the kind of the view of the Bengals sideline. So a lot of fans have asked me when I talked to them about it, you know, why is that illegal? It's because when you see game tape, you see the players on the field. You don't fixate on the coaches, what the coaches are doing, and then right after that, see the play on the field. So, I think there should be significant penalties coming out of Spygate. Look for that ruling to come down this week right before Christmas. Merry Christmas, Bill Belichick. I did like that special with Saban and Belichick on HBO. If you haven't seen that, watch that. Mike Evans out for the remainder of the year, along with a lot of other guys. Receiver Paris Campbell, the rookie for the Indianapolis Colts. Roquan Smith, the playmaking linebacker for the Bears. Rashad Penny for the Seahawks out for the year. Adam Vinatieri for the Colts, even though he was not having a great year. And Daniel Jones, it's possible that he could miss the rest of the year as he's out against the game today that the Giants won. And Nick ruined that surprise against Miami. So let's go through these scores. Let's start off with Thursday Night Football. Just really quickly, just going to mention the score. Baltimore whooped up on the Jets 42-21. Nick, let's go ahead and fast forward to Sunday Night Football. And that Thursday night football game, I mentioned Lamar Jackson continued to be spectacular. We haven't mentioned that enough. He broke the all-time rushing record that was set previously by Michael Vick. We all know what type of player Michael Vick was. Lamar Jackson's been even better. He's been amazing. He's been freaking amazing. I didn't know he had over 32 touchdown passes this year. It's amazing. But Sunday night football, Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Preview this for us. It comes on the 8 tonight, like right now. It's about to start. This is a playoff matchup right here. Game, big playoff implications. Both teams are Buffalo 9-4, Pittsburgh 8-5. Tell us what are the keys to this game, Neek, as we get ready to watch this one with the beer.
All right. Bills Steelers. Bills coming in 9-4. Steelers are 8-5. So this is a playoff. Could be a playoff game. I don't know. We'll see. But for the Steelers, they have the Duck Hodges, who actually been playing pretty solid last couple weeks. Hasn't been turning over the ball. Something that Mason Rudolph loved to do when he was in there, besides run his mouth, but also love to turn the football over. But for the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen has been solid. Which could be kind of shocking, because before the season start, I did not expect John Brown to have 1,000 receiving yards in Buffalo, but he's sitting at 908 receiving yards right now. If he has 100 receiving yard game against this Steelers defense, which can be doubtful, can be a little bit tricky, because that Steelers secondary playing lights out. The key in this game, can the Bills offensive line hold the edges, hold those Steelers linebackers, TJ Watt, Devlin Bush coming up that middle, Cam Jordan, Hayward. This is going to be a big test for them right here. I know the Bills like to run the football with Devin Singletary, who's been solid, been a revelation for their running game, along with Frank Gore. And that Bills defense, they're just going to have to get pressure on Hodges, get pressure on him, shut down the running game. But I expect this game to be low scoring, something about 17-13. And I think the Steelers are going to win at home on the strength of their defense.
You got the Steelers in this one. It's great. This is great, podcasting, because we didn't talk about who would win this game before, you know, we went on the air. But I got Buffalo in this one. I think this will be a Primanti size mammoth football game of physicality, okay, because the Bills have a great defense. I don't know if a lot of people have seen the Bills or watched the whole game, but my mom sure has. I have. Mom's from Buffalo, as I mentioned lots of times throughout the year. Shout out, Mom. Love you. Alma, you're the best. But in Pittsburgh, their defense is great, too. Minka Fitzpatrick has been a revelation for taking your word there, Nick. For the Steelers defense, and the Steelers defense is awesome, man. Like you mentioned, Watt, some of those guys they have, rushing the passer on the outside, outstanding. Bush brought in there in the linebacking court to help as well. So it's going to be a defensive game. I got Buffalo winning this one 23-14. James Conner's going to play. Juju still out in this one. But I think the running game for Buffalo is going to be a big difference here. Duck Hodges, Duck Dynasty, man. He's been playing well. But I don't know if they'll be able to generate enough offense. But I was questioning that, when the Browns played the Steelers a couple weeks ago. But, hey, what do I know at the end of the day? But I know this is going to be a tough game. It's got a lot of playoff implications. Let's go back to Sunday at 1 o'clock, a little rewind. We'll go back to the start of today. It was, let's do Monday Night Football at the end. I'm not really excited about this Colts Saints matchup, so we'll come back to that. We'll give it a minute here in a second. But New England handled business after spying on Cincinnati illegally. Again, we mentioned that earlier. We'll see what the implications or the ramifications or penalties that will come out of that later. But in the game itself, Dalton threw 3 INTs. I don't think that New England needed to consult with any scouts or spy at all. 4 INTs. Dalton, he just threw another INT. It might be 5, 4.5. I'm not sure. He threw 4 INTs in the game, and that's why he's not going to be there next year as their starting quarterback. New England won this one 34-13. Neek, I'm going to guess that you have no comments about this game because it was a whack game after the start.
Yeah, I mean, the only comment I can say is that this Patriots offense is still struggling to find its identity. There's not a lot of trust going on with this offense. We know the Patriots, they love their screen game. That's pretty much how they got the touchdown with James White. But other than that, Sony Michel, He had 19 carries, 89 yards, was decent. But Brady against the Bengals, only 128 yards passing. And it's just surprising seeing that box score with Brady only having 128 yards passing against his Patriots defense. Texans-Titans, this was a game I was very excited for. It kind of surprised me that the Texans went into Tennessee and dominated this game. The final score indicated it was 24-21, but the Texans were up 24-14. Deshaun Watson was solid in this game, two touchdown passes. Carlos Hyde had 104 rush yards and a touchdown. And DeAndre Hopkins balled out as usual, six catches, 119 yards. But the touchdowns came from Kenny Stills. So it seems like every week there's a player making the play at the wide receiver position other than Hopkins and other than Fuller. But Stills this week, two touchdown passes. Root, what you think about this game?
Oh, man, another game, huge playoff implications, man. Big, big when it comes to AFC South up for grabs. Tennessee was hot, man. They were really hot. They were hot. It's like Tabasco sauce and like Frank's combined. If you put them like in a cup together and you mix them together, you know, with some peppers too, like you cut off some pieces of peppers. With that defense and Ryan Tannehill playing well, you know, and also don't forget about Derrick Henry. But Kenny Stills was the proven factor here to me in this game. Had two touchdowns, like you mentioned, I think, Nick. So the Texans boast the record and their playoff position, and they're pretty much a lock to win the AFC South at this point. Nick, I want to transition on to a game that I know you love with Tampa Bay and Detroit. With Tampa Bay, I think they take the record to 500 on the day, right? They're 7-7 after this win. Got to say that Bruce Arians did a good job with Jameis. You know, he's kind of turnover prone, but again, Tampa Bay wins this one 38-17. Jameis Winston threw for 458 yards in this one, so very impressive.
Yeah, it was very impressive about Jameis. I mean, when you think about Tampa Bay's offense, they're doing this with no Mike Evans. Rashad Perriman had three touchdowns today, had over 100 receiving yards. Chris Godwin had five catches, 121 yards. So you had 200 receiving yards from the wide receiver. So it's just surprising. You got to keep in mind that O.J. Howard hasn't really been doing much. Cameron Brate has actually kind of had a better season than O.J. Howard at this point. And that's what I just talked about.
Yeah,
Godwin.
Tell me about how good he's done this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Godwin has been a beast, man. I mean, he's got over 1,000 receiving yards. I don't think he's many yards. And I mean, I don't think he's leading the receptions because that's your boy. Michael Thomas has 121 receptions on the season. But for the Lions, David Blah, I mean, decent. 260 yards passing. And Danny Amendola, eight catches, 102 receiving yards. Not too bad as well. But the Buccaneers are 7-7. The Lions, they're the Lions. 3-10-1, Detroit Lions. Another pretty bad season. Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Bears lose this game 21-13. They fall to 7-7. Packers 11-3. Trubisky was solid today, 334 passing yards. Aaron Rodgers up 203 yards, but Devontae Adams fantasy did have seven catches, 103 yards, and a touchdown. Aaron Jones had two rushing touchdowns as well. Allen Robinson continues another good solid season, has seven catches, 125 yards as well. But this was a defensive game. Packers just held on. You know, Bears just couldn't get together towards the end of the game. But Packers win 21-13.
Okay, Link, let's quickly mention that with this loss, this pretty much takes the Bears out of the playoff hunt altogether. If they're not mathematically completely eliminated, I mean, you can just, you know, through our powers of deduction, say that Minnesota's in the playoffs, Seattle or San Francisco's in the playoffs, and that's all the spots. That's all, folks, as Bugs Bunny would say. So let's go ahead and move along with Green Bay. Obviously, they are right, you know, smack dab in the middle of the NFC playoff picture, and really the only question is positioning. So Neek wants to move along to the Seahawks-Panthers game, which was actually an excellent game, which had Russell Wilson getting off to a quick start and continuing the hot streak for the Seahawks as they travel to Carolina. Carolina with the interim head coach at this point. Kyle Allen not quite able to do enough. Did throw for three INTs in this game. Russell Wilson almost throwing for 300 yards, 286 yards. We got Carson running for 133 yards in this one. Tyler Lockett, 120 yards receiving. Impressive victory by the 12s. They scored 13 unanswered in the first quarter, and that pretty much did it. You know, getting off to a quick start like that, the Panthers can never battle completely back, and Seattle wins this one 30-24.
Yeah, and let's give a shout out to DJ Moore. I mean, the Panthers have been looking for a number one wide receiver, and DJ Moore has been it the last few weeks. Every time I look at the stat sheet, he has been going over 100 yards last couple weeks, had 8 catches today, 113 yards, solid game for him. Lockett was solid for the Seattle as well, over 100 yards. Much yet, and I saw clown and all of that. Playing a rookie quarterback, you have stars on the defense side of the ball, others too. Pick, but Seattle was just never Carolina offense rookie quarterback. All right, Philadelphia Eagles 2-7-7, setting up for the battle of the NFC East next Sunday. Eagles defeat the Washington Redskins 37-27. But I must say, Dwayne Haskins was very solid today. This was probably his best game of his young rookie season. Threw for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Adrian Peterson, 16 carries, 66 yards, touchdown. But my boy, Terry McLaurin, he had 5 catches, 130 yards. This boy is pretty much the Redskins. Every only thing they have at the wide receiver position, because you know that Paul Richardson ain't do nothing, and he's on IR, and the Redskins need to revamp their wide receiver position. But Miles Sanders was solid today, 122 yards. Greg Ward, 7 catches, 61 yards. Carson Wentz did throw for 3 touchdowns as the Eagles improved to 7-7. To get ready, fans, for next week's battle of the NFC East.
Okay, yeah, the NFC East matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys is pretty much going to determine who goes to the playoffs in the NFC East. I think reseeding is necessary. It's good to see Haskins finally have a good game. But let's move on from the worst division in football and talking about that to going to a snow game. I love snow games. Do you want to build a snowman? Well, I'll tell you what. Patrick Mahomes and Shady McCoy and Tyreek Hill and company did. They did want to build snowmen with Anna and Elsa. Kids, yeah, Frozen 2. Go check it out. Sponsor us. So KC in this one, hey, man, I told you how good Drew Locke was. Neek, I just continue to say, Neek, you never know. It's week to week in NFL, right? And NFL stands for not for long, right? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that rookie sensation, Drew Locke, his career longevity of unbeatedness and success was as long as Danny Dimes or Danny Fumbles. Depends on which borough you're in. But Drew Locke, unfortunately, could not muster enough points or any touchdowns or any offensive success in the snow. Coming out of Denver, you would think that they might be used to dealing with the Rocky Mountain High and that bad weather, but he just doesn't have that kind of or experience yet, but Patrick Mahomes certainly does, throwing for almost 350 yards, 340 yards, 2 touchdowns. They have a pick on the day, locked barely over 200 yards with no touchdowns, and KC rolling through the AFC West, wins this from 23-3.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is week to week. I mean, I can't get hype off when I see a player throw for 400 yards this week. I mean, it's about consistency. You know, let's see him do it over the 16-game season. But Locke, yeah, it looked good the last 2 weeks. But today, went against that Chiefs offense was rolling. Kelce, 11 catches, 142 yards. Hill had 2 receiving touchdowns. But my boy Courtland Sutton has really shown that he is the Broncos' number one wide receiver and option. All right, let's go to Oakland. Last game in the black hole, Raiders took on the Jags. Raiders jumped out 16-3, led at halftime 16-3. I mean, they straight dominated the Jags within that first half. In the third, fourth quarter, I don't know what John Gruden was calling. Because, I mean, that offense went stale, just trying to run here, run there, third and long, and they want to throw a little three-yard pass. I mean, Gruden pretty much lost this game. He blew this game. This game was on Gruden and that offensive coach. And defensively, LaMarcus Joyner, one of the worst free agent additions, terrible in this game. When you're playing cover zero, you have to worry about not getting beat on the inside, and he got beat, so that was it on that, and the Raiders lost the game. But Minshew, game-winning touchdown pass, 2 touchdowns, 201 yards. All right, New York Giants against the Miami Dolphins. Both teams were actually the Dolphins were they won 3 games. The Giants only won 2 games. Giants actually stopped their 9-game winning streak. Eli Manning last home game could be, because Daniel Jones could be coming back week 17 against the Philadelphia Eagles. But Eli did throw 3 picks, did have 2 touchdown passes. Saquon Barkley, 24 carries, 112 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And for Miami, Devontae Parker just got paid, had 4 catches, 72 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. Root, any comment on this one?
Hey, no, man. I just want to say, you know, the main thing that I do have to say about this game is the fact that Eli went out a winner in his last start for the Giants at home. I love it, man. I'm actually going to go not to the best game of the day, probably, which didn't end up being the best game, which was the Cowboys and the Rams, but I'm going to go to my Browns. They lost to the Cardinals 38-24 on the road. Kyler Murray, you know, had a solid day in terms of controlling the game. The Browns, they didn't look like they were really on the same echelon or ability to play. They didn't play fast today. The Cardinals' run game was unstoppable. So you can look at the stats. Hey, Kyler Murray threw 219, Baker threw for 247. Yeah, that's fine and good. Chubb ran for 127 yards, had 148 total on just 20 touches. But, you know, that doesn't stay the story of the game. Kenyon Drake had a big game. And, again, Arizona couldn't be stopped offensively. Arizona beats Cleveland 38-24. Nick, we got a few other games to get to, so I'm going to keep rolling through them. Last two games of the day, I mentioned that Rams-Cowboys game. The Cowboys beat the Rams 44-21. It wasn't much of a game going into the weekend. We really looked at that one like, hey, this is going to be a great game, you know, but the Cowboys dominated from the start. We got two other games from week 15, Atlanta, San Francisco. This one was a shocker, right? This was a surprise of the day.
Yeah, it was a surprise of the day. The surprise of the day is how in the hell you do not know to cover Julio Jones. 13 catches, 134 yards. How in the hell San Francisco secondary, I understand Richard Sherman was out due to an injury, but how in the hell do you not know they're supposed to be one of the best defenses in the league not to cover Julio Jones and know that Julio Jones is going to get the game-winning touchdown? It doesn't make any sense to me. So for that's why you lost. You do this.
All right, Neil. Last quarter, the mention was Minnesota over the Chargers. So Minnesota and Kirk Cousins continue to roll. Kirk Cousins didn't have a big game in this one, but Minnesota wins it 39-10. Neek, I'm going to do the adventurous here. I'm going to run through these games. Week 16, they start off Saturday, Monday Night Football. You mentioned Colts Saints. We're not going to preview that one too much. The Saints are favored by 9, Neek. Come on, the Colts slide, man. They're not making the playoffs in the AFC South, man.
Yeah, but that's why they play the game, because the Panthers almost beat the Saints a couple weeks ago, Ruth. Don't forget. And for the Colts to win this game, they have to pound the ball with Marlon Mack. Run Marlon Mack about 30 times in this game. Brissett, don't turn the ball over. And you better hope and pray that Colts defensive line and Darius Leonard can get pressure on Drew Brees.
All right, Nick, week 16. Hey, guess what? Fans, Merry Christmas. Like we said, it's that time of year. Saturday, we got a whole bunch of games for you. We got 3 games. I got to work, unfortunately, but you got to pay the bills. You got to make donuts. Houston plays Tampa Bay, I think, in the early game on that day. It starts at about noon, 1 o'clock. Houston going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is actually looking good. Bruce Arians doing this team well. Don't forget about guys like Shaq Barrett. Nick mentioned Godwin. Team looking good. I got Tampa Bay winning this one against Houston. Buffalo against New England. Hey, me and Nick kind of disagree on this one. I got Buffalo winning this one. I guess it really depends on what they do against Pittsburgh tonight. That'll be a big factor. Buffalo definitely could still win this division. San Francisco against the LA Rams. This is another big game. Nick, both of these teams are like really playoff caliber teams in the NFC West, but San Francisco's going to make it. Doesn't look like the Rams are going to make it after they lost to the Cowboys today. I got San Francisco winning this today. Those are on NFL Network there. Jacksonville at Atlanta. Jacksonville, I think Atlanta's so hot right now that, Jacksonville's probably going to lose this one. Baltimore at Cleveland. Don't forget, Cleveland won the first match in this series. Cleveland now 6-8. Baltimore unstoppable. They reeled off about 10 straight wins. I think it'll be 10 when they beat Cleveland. Look for Baltimore to win this one. New Orleans at Tennessee. New Orleans obviously in the playoffs in a good seat. But New Orleans is going to beat the Titans in this one. They're only favored by 2, but I think that line should change. Indianapolis is hosting the Carolina Panthers. Carolina flying. Indiana can win. Indianapolis can win this one. The Bengals at the Dolphins, actually an interesting game. Who wants the first pick more? I don't know, but Miami wins this one as their players just go a little bit harder. The Steelers over the Jets at New York. The Redskins beat the Giants at home in a division matchup. The Broncos beating Detroit. Oakland over the Chargers and the Cowboys over the Eagles. Then we also have the Cardinals in a surprise win over the Seahawks. Neek does not agree with that one, but we shall see. Kansas City beat Chicago and Green Bay over Minnesota on Monday Night Football. We will see you guys. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the football for the rest of the year. Watch the bowl games.
All right, fans. See you guys next week. Neek and Rude, see you guys next week.